Welcome back, guys. It's episode 6 of your favorite podcast of the Apollo Bros. It's your boy, KJ Majority, with my good friend, Tempo. We in the building.
Y'all know what it is, man.
What is up? What is up? All right, man.
Week 6.
Yeah, I can't believe we're on episode 6 already.
Yeah, no, that's 2 more weeks than a month. Yeah. Almost through a whole nother month.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like there's a connection here, bro.
Aww.
Yeah, I like doing this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's for those of you who, probably like all of you, this is my second attempt at a podcast. You know, the first time I went through it, it was good. It was tough because, you know, anytime you're going through something new, it's gonna take a while to get used to. It fell through because of some personal stuff. But yeah, this time around, I wouldn't say I'm a veteran, but I definitely know a lot more.
Nah, bro, he hit the gym, bro. He's shooting the ball with this one, veteran baby. I'm a whole rookie out here, but he a veteran baby.
Yeah, this time, yeah, I know a lot more. And ironically, it's so funny, when my first podcast fell through, I found a YouTube channel that does nothing but give podcast tips. And I was like, huh?
Oh.
This would have been useful, you know, like 2 months ago.
Yo, don't you feel like that happens all the time?
All the time.
As soon as you.
It should be so aggravating. It's like, bro, where the fuck were you when I needed you?
Yeah, no, that shit happens all the time with everything. Like, as soon as you need it, it's like, not there. But as soon as you don't, you're like, oh, well, I'm done with that. I'll do something else. Pops right up.
Yeah. How's your weekend?
It was good. I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what I did this weekend. That's what did I do this weekend?
That's such a good point because I don't even remember my goddamn self. I went to church for once on Sunday.
That's good, man. Praise God.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
God is good. You know what I'm saying?
No, he is.
God is good, you know what I'm saying?
All the time.
All right. Time, God is good, you know?
No, it's just, I haven't been in a while just because my church is all the way in Brooklyn. And then if you know, black mothers never want to leave. As soon as stretch is over, they want to stay.
Oh, no, nah, bro, you got it. You at least, like, and it's funny because they'll say, like, all right, this reminds me of something else, but... All right, we'll go. We're going to be there for, like, a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're not staying. They'll wrap it up. They'll be the main ones be like, nah, we're not staying. Guess the fuck we doing. Staying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the worst part about it, too, is that, like, it'd be different if, you know, our church was, you know, like, 10, 20 minutes away. No. The shit's an hour away.
Okay? Yeah.
So you staying an extra hour means I have to delay me being in my house in comfortable clothes an extra hour.
Yeah, no, bro. They'd probably be choking you sometimes. It's like...
Yeah. But no, it was good. It was good seeing some people that I haven't seen in a minute. It's so weird, now that I'm older, that the little kids that I grew up with are now, like, teenagers / young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, really making me feel old.
Yo. Yeah, no. Every day I feel like I'm reminded, like, you not old, but you old.
Yeah, it's strange. It's weird. Anyway, so we're gonna move right on to our first segment of our show. For our fans, y'all already know what it's called. It's What's Poppin'. And yo, it's been a crazy week.
Yeah, no,
there's been a lot of shit popping off, man. Yeah. So let's see. I'm pretty sure you heard about this whole Boosie bullshit.
Oh yeah, bro. I heard about it, but then like I didn't want to give that shit the attention it doesn't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So
for people who don't know, Is he Lil Boosie or is he just Boosie?
Boosie Badass, you know what I'm saying? That's his actual name. He be saying that shit in songs and all of that shit, bro.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard any music from him.
Bro, he's like in the same era, that 90s era, but like, Boosie didn't, like, he blew up, like, down, like, south.
Okay. So pretty much, he went on a whole tirade about Zaya Wade. And to say that it's transphobic would be putting it lightly. it is. He's pretty much saying how, like, the kid is too young. She doesn't... Well, he... Boozy keeps referring to the child as he. And he keeps saying how the child is too young. They don't know exactly what they want yet. They're going to change their mind down the road. All this other bullshit.
Wasn't he talking about, like, did something to do with, like, genitals or something like that?
Yeah,
like...
he was being real stupid. He was like, oh, he's too... this is Boozy saying this, not me. But Boozy was saying, like, oh, he's too young. Don't cut his dick off. Don't, you know, like,
Oh, yeah, nah, bro.
Like, that's not how that works.
Bro, like I said, bro, I saw it. I was like, oh, and just... didn't really want to give it the attention it didn't deserve, bro.
And fun fact, a lot of trans women don't get bottom surgery. The reason why is because apparently when they, a lot of times when they do get bottom surgery, they go through like periods of depression and all this other stuff.
Isn't it like, it's very like problematic.
It's very problematic. It's very expensive. I think it's safer than if a trans man was to have bottom surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's still open to complications.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they're not like, there's not a lot of surgeons who are like specialized in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the issues. But you know, nothing too is like, it's not your kid. Shut up. Like, why are you talking about this man's child? Like, shut up. Mind your business,
bro. For
it's
real,
the same
like,
man
is
who hired a prostitute to have sex with his 13-year-old child.
Oh, that was Boozy?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This...
Because a lot of people brought that up when he made his little announcement.
This... Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then to make things, like, even funnier, he went to Planet Fitness, and I guess the manager or someone was like, oh, yeah, you're not welcome here. Because of all the homophobic shit he was saying online. And Boozy made a video on Instagram. He was saying, oh, they kicked me out because what I said.
Oh, that's why I kept seeing that. And then, like, there was a video where a Jeep crashed into a Planet Fitness and, like, drove halfway through that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they was like, Boozy, bro, you still mad about that shit? And I was like, wait, what are niggas talking about? Now that shit is hilarious.
Yeah.
Now that I know what they talk.
Yeah.
Yo.
He was really salty. Like, yo. He claims they were being racist and all this other stuff. I'm like, no. They love black people. They have no issues with the blacks. It's just they don't like your ignorant ass.
Bro.
Yeah. And then you know what's so funny? So when he made the video about Planet Fitness was the same day where I had to pay for my membership.
Mm.
And that was probably the first time where I didn't get irritated paying for that goddamn gym.
Yo.
I was like, you know what? Y'all deserve it.
Yo, gym's really snatching that shit out your bank account.
I will say, though, Planet Fitness, out of all the other gyms, they really don't have any, like, secret charges. Like, it is what they tell you it is.
Yeah,
I have the Black Card membership, which
yeah, same.
Pretty much you can go to any gym
mm-hmm.
nationwide. And it's literally $20 a month. It's
yeah, no.
Nothing more, nothing less. They do have an annual fee that's, I think, every, like, August or some shit.
Yeah, it's like, late summer, sometimes September.
Yeah, and it's, like, $60, I think?
I thought it was 41, but it might be more than that.
I think it's 60 altogether.
Oh,
like
it is?
It's,
oh,
like,
60 with the
membership.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's no cancellation fee, I think. And if you want to downgrade to the white card, thingamabobber,
mm-hmm.
it's free. You know, there's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of, like, I know.
So the Black Card isn't contract? I thought it was a contract.
I think you have to have it for at least X amount of months
mm-hmm.
in order for you to cancel and not get a cancellation fee.
Mm-hmm.
But it's completely free to downgrade.
Mm, okay.
That's actually one of, like, their perks. It's like, oh, if you want to downgrade, you can downgrade.
Oh, that's tough because most gyms don't do that.
First of all, if you want to even, like, say goodbye, they'd be like, oh,
yo, you
that's
have
about
to,
$100
yo,
right there.
Canceling a gym is, like, the most what-the-fuck thing ever because, like, you have to write a letter to
oh,
the, like...
really?
Yeah, you have to write a letter to the gym as to why you're canceling, not the actual gym, their headquarters, to why you're canceling... And, like, then they'll, like, review it and da-da-da, all this shit. Bro, like, they make it hard as fuck to cancel a gym membership.
No wonder niggas never want to cancel
no,
their
yeah,
shit,
yeah, that's
bro.
Why, because it's actually hard as hell.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, it really is, yo. It's a what-the-fuck thing, bro.
Yeah, wow. So, Yeah, so shout out to Planet Fitness. So moving right along. Yo, right along.
This is crazy. Yo, this week was crazy because, all right, I'm going to say RIP Pop Smoke, bro. Guys, shit was crazy.
Yeah. You know what's really weird? We've lost a lot of, like, young rappers.
Bro. He was bro, it's crazy because, like, Pop Smoke was 20. Like, he's younger than both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one, his demeanor and the way he carried himself, like, you wouldn't think he was 20. He don't even, he didn't even look 20.
He definitely did. That looked like a grown-ass
man.
Yeah,
no, he looked like late, like 29.
That's what I thought he was.
I thought he was 28,
29. Yeah, it wasn't until he passed, unfortunately, when I found out that he was 20. I was like, oh, shit.
Yo, that's crazy. What's even crazier is that shit was a setup.
Oh, it definitely was. First of all, I don't even understand why it took them so long of, like, to investigate to realize, oh, this was a setup. Because it's like, he got shot. Nothing was stolen. Like, literally nothing was stolen. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, maybe it was a robbery. You know where nothing gets stolen.
Nothing gets stolen. His other friend was completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, not even, like, he didn't even, like, get beat up. Like, it was just like, bro, it was pretty obvious. Like, they walked in, shot him, and then walked right, like, it's pretty.
So, do you think the friend was on it? Like, was it not?
I'm not going to say either one, because I'm not sure. So I'm not going to put him in that light of, like, oh, he might have been in on it, because I don't know. I don't know that to be a fact. But at the same time, it's a little fishy that you was with that nigga earlier, had the address out, had the money in your hand, sending the same. It's, a lot of things don't add the fuck up. A lot of things don't add up, bro. I know people was mad as hell. Philly was mad as hell. That nigga, he not welcome back in Philly. New York obviously was mad as fuck. You know, he can't go back to New York. So even if it comes to, like, I feel like even if it comes to, like, he didn't have anything to do with it, he still has to lay low, because people are just that, like, they'll just find him just because.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, that situation. R.I.P. Pop, bro. That shit is crazy. He was just out here, bro.
When the news hit, I was like, yo, are you serious?
Yeah, like, I was like, oh, nah. Because, like, my friend had called me, and his vocal tone was, like, similar to the tone he had when, like, Juice WRLD passed. And I'm like, fuck, who died?
Wait, like, just happened.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Like, I'm just getting over XXX passing.
Bro, I'm not over none of this shit, yo.
Like, and when I say I'm getting over it, not, like, saying, like, oh, like, it is what it is. I'm saying, like, I'm just starting to recognize and remember, like, X is no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, granted, you know, that he wasn't, you know, a saint or anything. But I remember when X passed, I was just kind of like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You never think of, like, young people to pass like that.
Yeah, no.
And then, you know, then it was Juice WRLD, and then I was Pop, and it's just, oh, man, it's a lot. It's
and then,
a lot.
Bro, it's crazy, bro. You got so many, and then you got Mac Miller, you got Lil Peep, and then you got, like, so many. This shit is crazy, yo.
Lil Peep passed?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro, It was, I think it was a little, it was before X. It was a little bit before X.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I do remember that.
In Falling Down, he was like, he was talking about Pete, like, towards the end, like, if he had known this, that, and the third. And then he went not too long after that. So,
shit's crazy, man.
This shit is really crazy.
Yeah, I don't know why, but, like, a lot of people were saying we got to protect the baby because... Yeah.
People were saying we gotta they was mad, like, protect this person, mad protect the baby, protect Roddy Ricch, like,
yo,
protect,
but it feels,
but
like,
no, it kind of feels like that,
it really,
though.
Cause, like, I remember, and the thing too, I think one of the reasons why, like, for Pop, it's so, like, yo, what the fuck, because, like, he was just starting,
bro,
to get
big. When I
tell
you, he was, bro, his leaks, like, people were starting to leak some of the stuff he was working on, bro, he would have took over, bro, the sound that he had. And he was getting, like, super versatile because
he
had,
was,
like...
The thing, too, about, like, his sound was, like, it's so, like, he doesn't sound like anyone
else,
no. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Juice WRLD. Like, Juice WRLD didn't sound like no one else.
Yeah,
no. Same thing with, like, Triple X. Like, they didn't sound, like, they had a very distinctive sound.
Yeah.
And it's just...
It's crazy, bro,
it's,
like...
It's mind-boggling, you know? And, Juice WRLD's a little different because he passed because he ingested, what was it? Was it perks?
Mm-hmm.
He ingested like a fuck ton of perks, which, damn, that shit's sad. Like that shit's real, real sad. But X and Pop, did they ever find out who murdered X?
To be honest, I'm not sure.
I'm not either because I remember when it happened. You know, because of.
There was so much shit circulating.
There was so much
like,
stuff that people were saying about X, about his death and all this other shit. That I took a step back.
Bro,
I just
like, that happens, that literally happens whenever somebody dies, bro.
Yeah.
Not so much the Pop Smoke thing, because it's like, what are you really going to say?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's crazy about Pop Smoke, bro? His mother just put up her house to pay, like, his bail for, like, the whatever, all the court things he was going to. Mm-hmm. She put up her house, bro,
yeah,
to bail him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's
our thoughts and prayers to his family. Cause I know,
for real, yo.
You know, no parent should have to bury their kid, bro.
No, that's wild.
Yo, did you watch the Kobe Bryant memorial?
I couldn't, to be honest. Like I watched like certain parts of it, but like the whole thing, I would not have been able to digest it.
I saw like a literally 2 seconds of Vanessa Bryant. Yeah. She literally probably said like ace. I literally heard a sound and I just like I can't do it.
Yeah, no.
Yo,
her face like yeah.
Yeah,
no.
I was like,
her face alone. Like it was that yeah.
Cause remember I watched like a little bit of Michael Jackson memorial and that's when I knew I was like yeah I can't do this.
Yeah, no, that shit was hard too.
Yeah, no.
I forgot about that, but then like yeah, no, that shit was hard too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But I heard it was a good like it was a lot of good performances, a lot of good stories. From what I have been told, a lot of his like close friends and family were there.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of NBA players, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just a lot of it's crazy because like a lot of people. Yo, Kobe was really that dude, bro. Like, and mad people in LA blew up around the same time he did.
Mm-hmm.
So like he ended up knowing like mad people. Like people were questioning like, oh, why is Jimmy Fallon speaking? Bro, they were close friends. Like if you looked into Kobe a little bit, knew a little bit, like you knew that they were close friends. Like they was cool as hell. So it made sense.
I never really knew much about Kobe, mainly because, you know, I don't watch sports,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, no.
But like it's still really mind blowing the way how everything happened. Especially this month. We lost so many people this month. Just last week, I don't remember all of the names, but we lost like 3 well-known actors, female actors, and yeah, it's just I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's in the water. I don't know what's in the air, but it's just
wait. Do you know who or
B. Smith? I wrote it down, but I cannot find it now. But I'll get back to you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much, it's just we've been losing a lot of people this month. Yep. It's no good. It's not good. Mm-hmm. All right, moving right along on a semi-happier note, bro. So apparently, Bad Barbie and Sky Jackson are beefing. And
yo, you know what's funny? I just read about that before I came over here.
Yeah, because it literally just happened. Because I wasn't gonna, I was gonna talk about something else. And I still might have time for it, depending on how long this takes. But, yeah, I'm pulling up the stuff right now. So essentially, according to Bad Barbie, right? Sky Jackson was talking shit about her on a Finsta.
All right.
But no, the funniest part is that their moms got involved.
Yeah,
their moms
Sky
are
Jackson's mom says she gonna stomp Bad Baby's mom out. That's the line that had me cracking the fuck up because black moms do not be playing. She will stomp your ass out.
Yeah,
but
like I was like, bro, you know, and the thing too was that I kind of have to remember that you know these
was
kids,
funny as hell.
But it's like, bro, could you imagine? You go on Twitter and you see your mom beefing with this chick you beefing with
yo, that would be shout out to moms, but damn, that's funny. That's crazy as hell. You know who need to solve this? Dr. Phil. Bring this shit right back.
Full circle. You started this shit. You need to end it, Dr. Phil, okay? This is your fucking fault. This shit right here is your fault. But it's so funny, though, because I remember, first of all, bad Barbie, she's been having a really rough, like, past couple of months. Yeah, nah. First of all, she said that ignorant shit about black girls' hair. And then fucking she got up. Her ass handed to her by Woe Vicky.
Fucking up.
First of all, do you know who Woe Vicky is?
Yeah, the little, like, I forgot how old she is, but she, like,
I think she's around our age. Really? I think so. She's not that much. If she's younger than us, it's probably like a year or two.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I thought she was smaller.
Except with Bad Barbie. Bad Barbie is not that much younger than us.
She, like, I thought she was like 17.
I think she turned 18 recently.
Really?
I think so. Mm. So, like, she's younger than us, but it's not like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, not super. Not super now. Not like 12. Yeah.
But yeah, she got her ass handed to her by Woe Vicky. You know, first of all, when I heard this story, I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean she got her ass handed to her by Woe Vicky? I saw the video, bro. Woe Vicky put the pause on that girl. They, like,
fought for it.
Yeah, nigga, because they fought over some nigga. I don't remember. One of these rappers. Oh, I don't remember which one. But apparently, I don't know if the dude and Bad Barbie are still together, but... Is it Bad Barbie or Bad Baby? It's Bad Baby, ain't it? I've been saying this girl's name wrong. Isn't it Bad Baby?
I think it's I don't know.
The Cash Me Outside, how about that girl? Okay, we're gonna call her Catchy.
Y'all know who the fuck we're talking about.
We're gonna call her Catchy, all right? So fucking Catchy got her ass handed to her by Woe Vicky because Woe Vicky and her man, X-Man, I don't fucking know, were caught together. They were like doing a song together or some mm-hmm. shit. Like they were in the studio together.
Yeah.
And Bad Tatiana, I don't fucking remember what her name is. Bad. But yeah, Bad. Is it Baby or Barbie? I think it's Baby. I think it's Baby. Bad Baby came in and she was like, oh, what the fuck's going on? And Vicky tore that ass up. She was like, yeah, I'm gonna show you this 12% black. I'm gonna whoop that ass. Damn. Don't fucking forget, I got that 12% Negro in me. I forgot
about that shit.
But yeah, because it's so funny because I did not expect that to happen. Between Woe Vicky and, like, if someone were to tell me that Woe Vicky and Bad Baby were fighting, I would have been like, oh, Bad Baby definitely got it. But she got her ass handed to her.
Damn.
And then she went on IG Live talking about, she didn't win because I don't remember. It was such a long time ago. But pretty much Bad Baby was saying some bullshit, talking about how she didn't lose and all this other shit. And how she won a rematch, but Vicky don't want a rematch and blah, 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 blah.
Nigga, you not no boxer? Shut the fuck up.
It's like, bro, you got your ass handed to you. Shut the fuck up. Stay on the DL for a little bit. And then come back. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing to you. Like, but at the end of the day, you got your ass handed to you by Woe Vicky, my nigga. You got your ass handed to you by Instagram, motherfucker. Not even a thug nigga. Like,
bro, that's...
You got your ass headed sad. To you by a fake nigga.
Sad. And now she's trying to start with somebody else. Bro, you trying to get double the beat down.
And I feel like Sky Jackson got it. I feel like she timed when she got them paws. You feel me? I feel like
she probably fast as hell.
Not even that. I feel like Sky Jackson's like, all right, what you not going to do? Because I ain't with that Disney shit no more, so I can put my hands on you, little girl.
Bro, like, that shit.
Oh, my God. But back to the moms, though. That shit was so... I read this shit. I read it on the Shade Room, bro.
I was cracking the fuck up,
That
bro.
Shit is hilarious, my nigga. Her mom was really like, bitch, send me the Addy. We can fight right now. I ain't scared of your little white ass.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. That shit... Oh, man. I love the internet. I love the internet bro. So much. It's never not entertaining. All right. So, moving right along to our next... story and what's popping. I don't know if you heard about this, but Kalani and Joe Budden are beefing a little bit.
I didn't hear about this, but it involves Kalani, so I want to hear about it now.
So pretty much Kalani is calling out Joe Budden because he made a kind of like a small joke about her suicide in 2015.
Oh.
Yeah, so I read the article and the article, I feel like, didn't really do it justice. Because if you read the article, you're kind of like, why is she so upset? So listen to the actual podcast, because he made the joke in his podcast. Mm. Listen to the actual podcast, and I can see why she's upset. Because it's not what he said, it's how he said it. Because he said the line, I don't remember what the line was. I think it was like something of the nature like, oh, you're mad at me because I tried to stop you from killing yourself or something like that. But when he said it, he was laughing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I had a suicide attempt, right, and I publicly made it known that, you know, I had a suicide attempt, and I listen to your fucking podcast, you making jokes about it, and you laughing and kikiing and shit, I'm gonna get tight too.
Yeah, like, no, I'm gonna be tight, bro.
Like, nigga, I almost killed myself. Like, yeah, you realize it's not and funny,
you
right?
You know about it, so apparently I hold you kind of highly. So, like,
yeah. I'm not, another thing too is like, I've always had my issues with Joe Budden ever since the whole Lil Yachty interview he did, like, oh, like a long time ago when he was back on, when he was on Everyday Struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the interview?
No.
So essentially, Joe Budden had asked Lil Yachty, like, do you, like, are you always, like, you have this persona that you're always happy. Are you actually always happy? And Lil Yachty's like, yeah, I'm always happy. I'm getting paid. I make money.
I do what I love.
I do what, like, I love. Like, it is, yeah, what it is. He's like, oh, that's such a PR answer. Tell me, like, what's, like, true. Like, you're not actually happy. You're mad. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm not mad.
What are you fishing for? Like,
yeah, he was,
bro,
like,
I can't just, like, I'm enjoying life right
now. Lil Yachty, like, keeps saying, like, nah, bro, I'm pretty happy. I'm a millionaire for making beats. Bro, like, I'm a millionaire for rapping, motherfucker.
I'm telling you, bro, if I ever reach that status, there's so many interviews you're probably gonna see me walk out on, yo. It's like that shit, like,
I don't think I'll do an interview with Joe Budden. Cause, like, it was,
sometimes they don't have a choice though.
I know, especially like when you're like up and coming. So, I know for a fact, if I was a hip hop artist, people who I would actively avoid once I, like, reach a certain status, I wouldn't do any interview with Charlamagne. I wouldn't do any interview with Joe Budden. It's just those two, honestly. Just those two motherfuckers. I feel like with Joe Budden, I feel like he's gonna ask me some dumb shit. I'm gonna say some dumb shit right back. I feel like he's gonna get irritated with my black ass.
Bro.
And then with Charlamagne just likes to push buttons.
No, I'm about to say he be fishing, like, for shit sometimes.
Yeah, and like I get irritated rather easily. Like, I'm usually 9 out of 10 times I can handle myself pretty well, but I feel like Charlamagne is a black belt in pissing niggas off.
No,
so.
Yeah, he seemed to be, like, good at asking some shit that's gonna stir up something.
Yeah. But yeah, so I listened to the podcast and I can understand why Kalani's upset.
Yeah, no.
And then Joe Budden was like, he tweeted saying, like, oh, when I praise you artists, y'all don't say nothing, but as soon as I say something y'all don't like, what did he say? I'm gonna read you the exact quote.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna read you the exact quote.
No, read this and then I'm gonna say, like, how this makes no fucking sense.
I'm gonna read you the exact quote. Hold on, let me see. All right. I'm about sick of you artists. Never a peep through the years of praise, but wanna jump out of the windows when you hear something you don't like. Newsflash, I'm not friends with you niggas. Sincerely, Joe Budden.
Wait a minute. Okay, I have multiple problems with this. One, first of all, nigga, if you say something I don't like, of course I'm gonna say something. What the fuck is wrong with you? Nigga, I'm supposed to be like, oh, that nigga dumb over there. Oh, I might be fucking dumb. No, fuck that. Nigga, what? I'ma say some shit. You lost your damn mind. How you expect to talk shit and then nobody say nothing? Two, you better watch yourself, nigga. You need these artists.
Mm-hmm.
You're interviewing them.
Yeah.
That's your content, my nigga. That's your audience. People listening for, niggas not listening to Joe Budden. Get the fuck out of here if you think that's the truth.
Cause another thing too that he doesn't want to admit, or I don't know if he has admitted it, but, you know, before that Lil Yachty interview, no one really was talking about Joe Budden. Like,
nigga, nobody talked about your ass in general.
And no one really knows him for his music. People know him for his interviews.
The stupid ass shit you say.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Migos made a song about your ass. It made you pop it, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
But I will say, I in his, Joe Budden did an interview with someone and they had asked him about, like, oh, what do you do when you hear that song? And he's like, I jump on someone's couch and I sing that shit too. But no, nigga, I just, Joe, buddy, what's going on, bro? What's going on? Why are you, first of all, I don't understand why he doesn't realize why this is wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's not like...
Nigga, the fact that you're even bringing that shit up on, like, your podcast, you're making that shit public. Like, what the fuck, bro?
Because the thing, too, is, like, it's not like you said, oh, I don't like her music, you know, this song in particular is a flop.
That's different. No,
you're talking about the fact that this girl almost killed herself and made a joke about it. Like, I don't even want to be upset. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, bro, she publicly let people know, like, hey, you know, I was in a dark time.
Yeah, she said this shit.
I almost killed myself. Da 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 da. That's a big thing to do, motherfucker. Like, let alone telling people, but to go public and, like, for everybody and their mama to know that shit. Like, that's a really fucking big deal.
Bro, for real.
And then for you to go on your little podcast and make jokes and hee hee and ha ha, like, nigga, I'll be tight too. Like, what the fuck's. Like,
bro.
You lucky she just tweeted your ass. Cause if it were me, I would have rolled up on you. Like, yo, what's good?
Bro, for real, bro. Like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you, yo?
Like,
on that dumb shit, nigga.
Yeah.
On that stupid ass shit. Fuck, bro, it's just this nigga, like, he always making me mad, bro. He always on some other shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for what's popping. We're moving right along to our bro talk. And for once, I'm not doing it. It's actually my boy Tempo. He's leading the bro talk. So I'm nervous/excited to see what he about to put me through. Yeah,
nah, I'm not about to ask no nut shit. I got you, bro. I got you, bro. When you asked me, like, you was like, yeah, nah, you can make the question. I'm like, yeah, I can make the question. I think I got this. I don't know. Like, we about to find out. But nah, all right, so I'm gonna give you this one. It's like a 3-part question, kind of.
Okay.
All right. You know how, like, people say, like, there's a physical world and, like, everything around us, like, picking up this water bottle is physical act, da 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 da,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. Do you believe, like, and then they say, like, there's a spiritual one, like, there's ghosts and, like, other things like that.
Okay.
All right. So, do you believe in, like, the spiritual world?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm fucking Jamaican. Of course I fucking
No.
Fun fact. Well, not fun for my black ass, but the house I lived in when I lived in Brooklyn, that shit was super haunted, my
really?
Nigga. Oh, my God. That shit was... First of all, my mom hates when I tell this story because she thinks it was just my young mind playing tricks on me.
No.
And I'm like, incorrect. So there was one night in particular. I never slept alone because that house freaked me out, right? Mm-hmm. So I was sleeping in my mom's room with my mom, I was watching something. We didn't have cable back then, so it was something on late night. I think it was a movie or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And my room is next door to my mom's room. So I kept hearing, like, a whole bunch of, like, banging and shit falling. Like, it literally sounded like someone went in my room and was, like, trashing the shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't going to fucking investigate because I'm not part of the mystery gang. I don't got Scooby-Doo, motherfuckers, okay? I'm not about to go check that shit out and see what the fuck's going on. No, fuck that shit, bro.
Yo, that's funny.
So I laid there, and then, like, I heard, like there was, like, a banging on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I freak out. And me freaking out, I woke my mom up, and I was like, mom, like, you know, there's some stuff going on in my room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, oh, it's just the wind. I was like, first of all, motherfucker.
Whoa.
There ain't no goddamn wind. Second of all,
how the fuck
the wind will enter my goddamn room, okay? It sounds like there's a goddamn rock band in my room right now.
You said that's some specific-ass wind. Like, that shit.
What wind you know bangs on the wall inside the house? Please let me know, nigga.
That's funny.
Like, I looked at my mom and I said, I looked at her like, huh? What did you say to me? No, mind you, I was like, whatever age you are in, like, the first grade, right?
So, six.
Yeah, so I try to go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm going back to sleep, I keep hearing the fucking banging.
Mm.
So I'm freaking out. So I woke my mom up again. I was like, mom, no, I don't think it's the wind. Like, I think we need to leave. Like, I didn't even tell her to go investigate, right? I'm trying to be a good son. I said, we should leave the premises, okay? And she's like, what she said? She was like, son, it is just the wind. Now, in my mind, like, I was like, okay, mom, I went to sleep. But in my head, I was like, what wind? What the fuck are you talking about? Where do you hear wind? It's a fucking clear day, all right? It was sunny this morning. Not a goddamn cloud in sight.
All the windows is closed. I'm
assuming. All the windows are closed. We live in Brooklyn, nigga. Who gonna leave the fucking windows open? Okay? I was like, what wind are you talking about? Like, what the fuck? So then I'm falling asleep, and all I hear is a big, like, one big fucking slam against my wall. So I, like, when I tell you, I popped up, nigga, I literally jumped out of the bed. And my mom was like, what? I said, you didn't hear that? You really didn't hear that? You didn't hear that big-ass slam? And she was like, if you whip me up one more time, I will beat you. I said,
you're going to beat me over some... Bro, I'm trying to...
I was like, I'd rather get a beaten than die. Can we please leave? She looked at me and she's like, son, put your skinny behind in this bed, close your eyes, and go to bed. And I ain't going to lie to you, the scariest thing is when she told me to go to bed, so I went to fucking bed. So then the next day, right... she woke up before me, and mm-hmm. she went to go investigate. Mm-hmm. And she went in, and I woke up. As I woke up and I left her room, she was leaving my room, and she was like, I went in your room, ain't nothing move, everything's fine. And I said, all right, maybe it wasn't my head. Maybe I was tripping. It was late. Maybe mm-hmm. it was the fucking wind somehow entered the goddamn house through some magical way, right? So I go in my room, and like she said, nothing was out of place. Everything was like exactly how I left it. But the thing that freaked me out was there was this teddy bear, right? This teddy bear that I never touched. Like, when I tell you, like, I never played with a teddy bear, like, I never did, right? Mm-hmm. It was sitting in the middle of my bed. Like, perfectly in the middle, just staring at the door. And I said, Ma, did you put a teddy bear on my bed? No, it was like that when I got in there. Mom, come throw this teddy bear out. Come get this bear. No. She's like, why? Come get the bear. Okay? Don't ask me no goddamn question. Saying, get the bear. Because you want to say the goddamn wind. I didn't put that bear there. Okay? When I put on my PJs, there was no bear in my goddamn bed. Okay? The next day, there's a goddamn bear. No. Move this bear. First of all, douse this bear in some holy water. Get this bear out my house. And we moving. And then we moved to East Orange the next day. Now, all right, that's big cap. But we did move pretty shortly after, though.
Oh, shit. That's funny as
hell. Oh, my God, bro. No, man.
You know what's funny? I took a couple of things from that story. One, my kid ever do some shit like that, if I ever have a kid, I'm not getting the fuck up. I'm going to be shook just as much as your ass is. Bitch, I don't want to check. You go check the fucking wind. Bro, if I know the window's closed and we're not getting in the room, I'm going to be, what the fuck is going on? Like,
and it was so funny, too. In every scary movie, it's always little kids who, like, warns the family, like, nah, I'm seeing my imaginary friend do all this crazy shit. Can we please leave?
And they'd be and like,
no, it's just you. You're the one doing it. All right, listen here, Karen. Listen here. I've been your son for 8 goddamn years. Tell me one goddamn time I did any of this crazy shit. We move, now all of a sudden I do crazy shit. Really? Really? There's a goddamn demon in the house. We need to fucking leave, okay?
Hey, yo. That's funny.
And then when some crazy shit actually happens in front of their eyes, they be like, oh my God. Little Jimmy, they're like, nah, I done told y'all little dumb asses. Now we all gon' fucking die because you wanted to play fucking hero and be like, oh, there's no goddamn ghost. Bitch, look at the ghost. Look at the ghost. All right? I hope you kill your ass first. I really fucking do. Because I warned you about 5 times. I warned you. Did I warn you? Huh? I told you my goddamn imaginary friend was doing a whole bunch of crazy shit. Right? And you just want to think I'm fucking losing my mind. I'm goddamn 8. What 8-year-old you don't got an imaginary friend?
I don't got no bills. I don't pay. I don't got shit to go crazy for.
What the fuck wrong with you? So y'all don't. So now there's now some shit that's going off. You gonna look at me like I got 3 heads?
Niggas act like you. Well, we started learning fractions and math. You seeing shit? Like
what the fuck? bro. Like I like bro. You know what used to irritate me the most, bro? When I was growing up, when I used to watch Courage the Cowardly Dog, right? Ooh, Courage would go out of his way to warn these motherfuckers. And they'd be like, oh, bro, I think the dog got fleas again.
Felt that shit, bro. Really? When that shit would happen.
But the thing too is like, it's not like, you know, weird shit didn't happen to them on the regular. Weird shit happened to them all on the time. Daily. So you would think like, every time something goes off, this dog warns us. Maybe we should listen.
And then sometimes like they would actually be in like legitimately danger, and like that shit would just go over their heads,
yeah, bro.
Man, you know how many times Mario was in some fucking type of danger, and she's just like, "Oh well, this is happening."
I need a nigga like Courage, because that nigga was terrified, but he came back for his Muriel, bro.
Every time, yo.
Because if that was me, my nigga. It was nice knowing you.
It was funny that one episode he had to say, Houston, and then nigga was like, oh, brother, what the fuck?
Like, God damn, I don't even like his ass.
I was like, no, I really came for the episode, bro.
you lucky you got married to Muriel, because that's the only reason why I fucked with you. Because I don't even really like you like that, nigga. If I'm being honest. No, son. Like, I'll never forget, I was watching Paranormal Activity. I think it was either the first or second one. And literally everyone in the house is telling the husband, like, bro, there's some weird shit that's going on in the house. Like, they've shown him recordings and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. He keeps saying, nah, son, it's just the wind. Or, nah, that's just vibrations. It's like, nigga, the goddamn chimpanzee started chanting and saying, praise Satan. You think that's the goddamn wind?
Bro, that, yeah, nah, son, that shit, like, yo, it's crazy, like, how, like, one thing can affect, like, your room. I don't know if it was the teddy bear, but, like, niggas have gotten, like, mirrors and stuff. Bro, that shit. Bro, like, I remember one time, bro, I got this mirror. This is at my old house. My old house that I used to live in was haunted as well. So, fuck that house. Nigga never got no fucking sleep. I was terrified as a fucking kid.
You couldn't pay me to enter that house again. Bro, you could not pay me, bro.
Fuck that house. So, like, niggas just, like, sleeping, da-da-da, doing whatever. Bro, I had a bunk bed, so I, like, always shared a room, like, whole time of life. Either shared it with, like, my older brother or sister or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, and they wouldn't be in the room sometimes. A nigga would be there trying to go to sleep, chilling, whatever. My bed would just shake. Like, no, mind you, like, there's no wind. The wind is out of the equation also in this fucking story. Like, windows closed and everything. And my bed would shake like, that. Like, fucking, like somebody rattled my shit. Bro. Yo, nah, fuck that. I remember one time I was on my bed, bro, just even thinking about it, I was on my bed, and, like, I was, like, chilling, trying to go to sleep. Bro, my covers, like, tightened around me. It was like somebody, like, pulled the covers down and, like tried to trap me in my fucking, I swear, no cap, bro. No, I'm not capping right now. There's no reason for me to cap about this.
Let me ask you a question. What did you do the next day?
Run.
Okay, what'd you do the next night?
The next night, I slept in my mother's bed. That's what the fuck I did.
Did you ever go back in that room?
Yeah, no, I had to go back in the room, bro.
Oh, you like, a better nigga than me. Because I would've been like, listen here. I love y'all, but I'm not going back in that goddamn
bro,
room.
Bro, I had to go, bro, there were so many times, bro. I slept with the light on, bro. I'm not even like, I slept with the light on so much.
The only way I'm sleeping in that room is if there's a goddamn priest sleeping next
bro,
to me.
Okay? That room was wild, son, like. Bro, I would see shit. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and, like, you know how you, like, wake up to your, like, doorway? Mm-hmm. Nigga, I would see shit in the doorway. Like, just, like, standing there, bro. Like, I'm not capping, son. Like, it was like a spirit with, like, a t-shirt on. It was funny. Like, it was a fucking long-ass t-shirt. Like, some grunge shit, bro. And, like, not even the grunge. Oh. Like, the ring.
See, my black ass immediately went to some dumb shit. Like, it got, like, this long-ass shirt that says, you Jamaican me crazy. Like, could you imagine? This ghost is trying to scare your ass. And got a tourist shirt that says, I love New York on it. And fucking boxers. There's a grease stain on the shirt and shit.
Like, nigga, oh, shit.
You gonna scare me. At least put on some put on some Gucci or something. Oh. Like,
this is
like, what the fuck? Like, you think this is a game to you? You think terrifying me is funny, nigga? You got an I Love New York shirt on, nigga? With a grease stain, my nigga?
Oh, shit. Oh, that was funny.
Oh, my God, bro. You know what pisses me off in scary movies, bro? When the ghost will blatantly warn you, like, yo, leave the house. And they be like, huh, that wind was crazy. What wind said full-on sentences? Like, what?
That should be like, go. And these niggas be like, no.
No. Listen. If I enter a house, right, and the motherfucker's like, hey, listen here, homie. I ain't gonna lie to you,
niggas
bro.
Will write that shit on the wall. They be like, leave now or perish.
Listen. Knowing my luck, I'm gonna get a nigga ghost, right? So nigga ghost gonna be like, hey, nigga, listen. I fucked with you because you a nigga, right? But I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm a ghost. Yeah, I gotta haunt shit, okay? So listen, I'm gonna give you a week to get the fuck out. If you're here after a week, I'm gonna have to kill you.
Bro, that shit.
And you know what I would do? The next fucking day. I wouldn't pack not a goddamn thing. I would just be like, well, this is your house, homie. My bad for intruding.
I'm calling you home. I'm about to be like, so I'm gonna need this truck for one more day.
Like, I'm talking to the ghost like, yo, so brother, you couldn't tell me this before I moved my shit in? You like, couldn't tell me this before?
You saw me bringing these boxes in.
He was like, yeah, listen, man, I'm still a nigga, though. Like, I might be a ghost, but I'm still a nigga at the end of the day.
It'd be funny to hit you with, my bad, I was late. Like,
see what happened was, there was traffic. It was traffic in the afterlife. Nah, and that's what took me so long.
And it was a party, bro. It was a ghost party, yeah, bro. That shit was popping, bro. We had bottles. They had bitches.
It was a house party, bro. I had to go.
It was bitches there, but like,
it was hella bad bitches.
Yeah, but hella bad bitches. But they was ghosts, so you can't really like touch them like that. But like, it was still bitches. Yo, that's
you know the way how ghosts fuck is. You know, actually, you don't need to know that. Just know, I'm here now. Okay, I'm back. You need to leave. Okay, I was on vacation. I came back to this motherfucker in my house. All right. Yeah, no, that's actually a good point. That's probably why they're so goddamn mad. Could you imagine you leave your shit for a couple days, you come back, there's some living motherfuckers in your house? Like,
nah, for real, like
whoa. It's bad enough that y'all could just walk around in the daytime. Now you want to be in my house? Get the fuck out!
Yeah, no, as a ghost, I'm pretty upset, like...
Like, a nigga just went on vacation.
This nigga
some
shitting
ghost
in
pussy.
My toilet. Get this nigga out of here.
Like, I can't even shit in my own goddamn toilet. He gonna shit in my toilet.
He gonna shit in my fucking toilet, bro. Fuck. Nigga drinking all the Kool-Aid.
Look at this nigga. Just slurpy, slurp, slurp. With his big old nigga lips.
They don't got no ghost Kool-Aid. Shit. All we drink is air. Fuck.
You ever had ectoplasm? You ever had cherry-flavored ectoplasm? It tastes like shit, okay?
Oh, damn, bro.
Tastes like cherry-flavored shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right. So what's your next question, bro? All
right, pertaining to the same question from earlier, how would you separate the physical world and the spiritual one?
What do you mean?
Like, say, like, this is more though, like, through, like, thoughts. Like... And it could be, like, religion-based, like, spirituality or, like, however you view the world, like, spiritually.
Oh, so, like, so when you say spiritual, do you mean, like, on a religious level? Or, like, do you mean, like...
It's however you break it down.
Oh, okay. So, I guess, like, the difference for me is, I guess you can call it I hate using this word, but vibes, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, perfect example is, like, you can interact with someone and without even, I know this happened to me numerous times, without like, you know, even talking to them or really getting to know them, you kind of feel like something's off. Like, mm-hmm. like their vibe is off, mm-hmm. you know? Like, perfect example, my friend, her sweet mate, you know, I kept telling her, I was like, yo, I don't know what it is, but something about the girl, like, something about her don't feel right, mm-hmm. you know? And I get along with like a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually not one for first impressions, but her first impression was good, but something about her just, I don't know what it was, it just threw me off. And then I want to say like 2-3 months later, they got into this big argument and old girls started doing a whole bunch of shady shit. And I was like, see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I told you someone, like, her vibes was off.
Like voodoo shady or just like...
No, like, just like... First of all, the reason why I got into the argument was because old girl was already doing, like, shifty shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So when the girl confronted her about it, you know, she got all defensive and then started doing more shady shit.
So she got even shiftier.
Yeah. So I feel like that's what, like, I feel like with, you know, we have our bodies and then we have our souls, right? And I feel like our souls is kind of what gives off those vibes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like your soul can kind of, how do I say this? Can kind of, like, sense it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know when something's off about someone. Mm-hmm. Without even, like, them saying it or something like that, you know, and I guess on a religious side, I do believe in an afterlife. I do believe in, you know, once we pass, you go to either heaven or hell or you know. Mm. I do think it's a little different than what we were taught in church, though. Mm. I don't think it's so much a, like, you know, you have to be 100% good to get into heaven, and or you have to be, like, 100% evil to get into hell. I think it's more so, like, the overall impact you had, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it's funny because I'm watching The Good Place. I just started watching that, and literally the whole premise of the show is they're talking about, like, the afterlife, and you know, you're in the good place, and the way how they do it is based off of a point system. Mm. So if you have, you know, X amount of points, you get into the good place, and I think that's kind of how it works. You know, I think whoever you believe in, I think they evaluate what you've done in your time on Earth. Mm-hmm. They evaluate something that I like that the show talks about is you can do a lot of good things, but if your heart isn't in it, it doesn't count. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if I'm a billionaire, right, and I'm donating to charities, right, but I'm just donating just because, you know, I want to look good, it doesn't count. Because, like, I'm not doing it because I want to help these people. I'm doing it because I want to look good to the public eye. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't count towards me. And in some cases, it would count against me. Yeah, so I think that's how it kind of works.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah. Yo, the way I view all of that, it's pretty, like, dense. Like, it's dense as hell. Certain things, like, yeah, no, nah, it's, like, as far as, like, there being, like, a physical world and there, like, a spiritual one. Yeah, I'm definitely, like, I agree with that, too, to where, like, these, like, our bodies are, like, vessels almost. And, like, but, like, our soul is what our, everything else kind of lies within it. Like, our personality, our free will decisions and, like, everything that makes us is our soul. Our bodies are just, like, a shell almost. And I could go deeper, but that's like, yeah, no, I definitely agree that there are two separate things. So with that, do you feel one is more important than the other?
No, I think they kind of go hand in hand, you know what I'm saying? So I think the way how healthy your soul is, it impacts how healthy, like, your mind and your body is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, the same thing can be said too, like, how healthy your mind and body is how healthy your soul is. I think they're all intertwined, until, you know, eventually you're just a soul. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Yeah, that's about it.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's good. I like that. But now I got some other questions. They don't relate to what we just talked about. Like,
all right, cool, because that shit was deep as hell. I was like, damn, nigga.
No, this was that one deep question, and the other ones are like, they're lighter.
Okay.
Bring back to Earth a little bit. All right. So, in one sentence, how would you sum up the internet?
Oh, that's tough. Different shit every day. That's the best way to describe it. It's literally different shit every day. Because, like, one day the internet can be like an amazing tool that has, you know, helped the world so much, and the next day it's just like it's a platform for people to get people to be, you know, attacked and shit like that. The internet, I love the internet, right? Even though there are a lot of negative things that happen that go along with the internet, I still love it. Because, you know, look at a lot of people today, you know, like people who have made a name for themselves, have made a platform for themselves because of the internet and the access to the internet. Because there's a lot of like social influencers and people who are actually making an impact in this world who wouldn't have that opportunity if it wasn't for the internet.
I feel like you kind of have to, like, somewhat, even if, despite how you, like, might have feel about it, you kind of have to, like, be appreciative of the internet, because we wouldn't have, like, a lot of the things, like, that we have now, the information, or, like, even anything that you might believe in, or, like, it wouldn't be there without the internet, like.
Yeah, so that's what I would say. I would say different shit every day.
Yeah. If I had to come up with a sentence, a lot of bullshit, but you take it as you see it. Because, like, for me, I, like, for the internet, for me, it's, like, perception. It's, like, kind of similar to what you said. Like, you can see it as a good thing and use it as a good thing, or you can see it as, you can still see it as a good thing and use it for something bad. Or you could just see it as a bad thing and try to not use it. Or like it's different perceptions you can take with it. So however you perceive it is what you're gonna use it as, or what you intend to do with it as. That's what it is.
Alright. What's the next question, brother?
Alright, bet. Alright. So I'm about to hit you with this is pretty random. How many chickens do you think it would take to kill an elephant?
What the fuck?
See what happens when you give me control of the show, bro? We're off the rails.
I don't fucking know. Like, I would say like 5,000 or some shit.
You think so?
I guess. What if it's I feel like it's going to take a... I wouldn't even say 5,000. I would say maybe like 50 or 100. Cause like elephants are so big, and when they're mad, they can, like, elephants used to be war animals, like back in the day. I'm just thinking of like how could, well, maybe 50,000, maybe. Okay, man, I'm gonna go back to my original statement and say 5,000, cause it would take a lot of pecking. I think with an army of 5,000 chickens, I feel like it could get it done.
Imagine there's like this one smart chicken that gets all the other chickens to like organize themselves, and it's like, all right, we're gonna take down this fucking elephant today, and it's like, all right,
blue squad, flank on the right,
hella, like in the background.
Oh my god, that's probably like a fucking video game. I can see that should be in a video game. You got these small ass animals attacking these big ass animals,
bro. Could you?
And, like, these super impossible situations.
Yo, that would be crazy. And you made, like, different levels of, like... Yeah, that's tough, bro. So,
the last level is it's a worm versus a fucking T-Rex.
Imagine that shit could just... Damn, I just thought of, like, a whole, like, the way... Like, it could crawl into, like, his eye or something and, like...
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. That's, like, the first thing that came to mind, so... But no, all right. So that. Well, how many chickens do I think it would take? To me, like I said, I think it's taking that one like smart chicken to get all the other chickens to be like, all right, we about to do it. And
but I'm thinking of like real chickens. Like it, like for whatever reason, these chickens want to kill this elephant for some fucking like strange ass reason.
Oh no, that's gonna be like a lot. That's a lot of chickens, bro.
That's why I said 5,000. Cause I feel like it's gonna, cause their thing is gonna be, I'm gonna peck them.
Yo, they might, like, Purdue might fuck their shit up before they get that shit done, bro.
Oh man, Peter's been like, oh, I should just got an elephant. It's making my job so much easier.
These niggas gonna be chicken nuggets before the time fucking goes.
Oh man.
Alright. So in 40 years, what do you think people will be like nostalgic for? It doesn't have to be like one like section of whatever you pick. It can be like, you can have multiple answers to this question.
I think people are gonna be nostalgic for books. Like like hard cop, like hard physical copy books, because even I read a lot on my phone and shit. Like I have a lot of books, but I don't have a lot of physical books anymore. Like I haven't. The last time I bought a physical book was a minute ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. And then I think also people are gonna miss. People are gonna be nostalgic about like. The time before phones, time before smartphones.
Yo, that always, whenever somebody says that, it makes me think of that one meme where people are just like, not a phone in sight. Everybody's out here vibing, chilling. And it'd be like the funniest fucking situation ever, bro. Like, I remember somebody put that caption for like, there was this basketball game between Kansas and I think, I can't remember the other team they were playing, but they was fighting in the stands and somebody used that and that shit had me cracking up, yo.
Yeah, cause I will say this though, I feel like it can't be 100% blamed on the smartphone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the phone's fault that we're no longer as social as we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more so that before smartphones, you kind of didn't have a choice but to kind of socialize with the people around you. Now that you know you have the internet, and you have such an easy access to the internet. It's easier for you to find a group of people who you 100% vibe with compared to, like, some people who, like, live by you that you just chill with because you don't want to be alone. You know what I'm saying? But on the other side, I do see how it affects people's, like, social skills. Like, the fact that, you know, I've gone on, like, little, like, group thing, like, friend stuff where, you know, we're at a diner. And everyone's on their phone, or you know, it takes someone to say like, "Hey, let's put our phones away." For you know, people to be like, "Oh shit, I am on my phone." Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I'll purposely like sit, not use my phone, just to see like, it not so much if it really makes a difference, just to see like, will people notice? Like, oh yeah, I'm on my phone. Then look around, that person's on their phone, because it does. I definitely can like relate, and I know what you're talking about. To where like. You just, and like sometimes you don't even notice like how much you're on your phone it's so much a part of life you don't really notice sometimes.
The thing about like phone usage is I feel like if you're having a really good time, like a really, really good time, you don't even remember your phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Another thing too is like I feel like it's not so much the phones. I think it's more so the ideology behind social media, right?
Yeah, I was just
no one really just like kind of enjoys the moment anymore. Like everyone is just like recording shit. So
you gotta
put
it
flex.
On Insta. You gotta put it on Snapchat.
Even me, like you know, I'm like, oh my god, this is so funny. I gotta record this and put it on Snap, and it's like. But who's really watching my shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, who's really, like, giving a fuck about? Like, for example, my first time I went to a concert. I didn't record a lot of it, but I recorded, like I want to say 5 minutes of it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, 5 minutes isn't that bad, but, like, who really gonna watch the whole 5 minutes of that shit? You know what I'm saying? And it's... It's hard to, you know, to realize it because it's so ingrained in our culture now that it, like, you don't even think about it. You just do it because, you know, everyone fucking does it. And then, you know, afterwards, I was like, oh my God, I really did put up recording of a concert that no one gives a shit about. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, like...
But I will say this, though. The one cool thing about it was people hit me up like, oh my God, you like Xavier Omar? I like him too. And, you know, we had connection.
I was going to ask, like, what concert was it?
Xavier Omar. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Okay. I like, bump, like, a few songs. Do I know that? No, but, like, they're a good artist, though. I know that. Like, the songs that I bump from them are good songs.
I like it. I can't wait for him to blow up. I feel like he's going to blow up soon. He has a lot of skill. He has a lot of talent. I think one of the reasons why he hasn't blown up the way he could have is because he doesn't really use, like, vulgar lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Like, he writes love songs that are purely about love. Like, it's not about fucking.
But I like that, though. Like,
even... I do, too. But it's not popular. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. And, like... Yeah, no, that's similar to, like, the approach that I kind of take with music. Like, I try not to curse. One, because my mama listening. So, like, I want her to keep listening. So, yeah. But, no, like, I like that approach of, like, the non, like, well, because everything doesn't have to. And I feel like you leave yourself open to a broader, like market almost, like, by not, like, using curse words or, like, being vulgar, like, all the time.
You know what's funny, though? I didn't even realize that he wasn't that vulgar until I went to the concert and he made a comment about it. I was like, oh, shit, you really don't... Because he doesn't curse in any of his songs that I can think of right now. You know, and I was like, oh, wow, that's really cool. I think in certain genres of music, it's okay. Like, perfect example, like, rap, I think it's a lot harder because, like, cussing in rap is, like, so ingrained in the culture that it's, like, for you to not cuss in it, you know. I mean, you could easily finesse it and not have to cuss, but I feel like, you know, you still have to be graphic in some way. Either, you know, sexually, violently.
Like, I feel like rap is so, like, not to say that others aren't, but rap is so emotional that you kind of, like, kind of cursing, like, adds another level to it in a way. You don't have to, but, like, if you're, like, writing a song about being, like, angry, it makes sense to, like, curse in the song because that's what you do when you're mad. You curse.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing, too, about, like, rap in general that I think is a little different from other genres of music is that, like, rapping, you're not... So when you're writing your bars, right, you don't really think so much about how this word is going to sound, how the word's going to sound...
Like a syllable or...
Yeah. Like, you pretty much, like, you're writing from the heart, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, when you're writing a song, I feel like you have to think more so about, like, how does this word sound singing in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there's certain... I remember when I was in choir, there were certain words that, like, they sounded so weird, like, when you sing it. You know, and, like, most people wouldn't really notice that shit, but but I think, like, when you're writing a rap song or whatever, you know, it's more so, like, you're just writing poems. Like, you're literally writing poetry. So you're not so, like, bogged down to, you know, oh, well, does this sound good? Or, like, well, like, when I hold this note at this word, will that sound okay? Where, you know, when you're rapping, you're literally just, I don't want to say talking, because that's not exactly true, but, like, you're talking, you're feeling, like, you're just saying how you feel.
Yeah, it's a certain, like, dialect behind it that, yeah, it makes sense, like.
Yeah.
It definitely makes sense.
Yeah. All right, do you have another question?
Mm-hmm. All right, so, another random question, not as random as the chicken one, though, but, in the event of the apocalypse, what three places are you going to first? What? All right. In the event of the apocalypse, what three places are you going to first to gather supplies? And this, like, this question made me think of that one time we, like, spent, like, fucking, I think it was, like, 4 hours planning a whole, like, zombie apocalypse. Do you remember that night?
Oh, with me, you, and Kevin?
Yeah. No, it was, bro, it was all of it. This is back when he was at Willie P.
Yeah, it wasn't just me, you, and Kevin.
No.
Who else was there?
This was, bro, this is back when, like, everybody was there.
Oh. I don't remember.
And, like, yo, it was, like, 4 fucking hours of, like, planning on the zombie
apocalypse. Oh, I do remember, because niggas is dumb.
Yeah, and then niggas kept adding, like, what if the zombies can climb walls and, like slither through the pipes and, like, because it...
I got so annoyed. Niggas is dumb. I hate niggas, bro.
That shit was long. That was a long ass thing, bro.
All right.
We even picked all people who were dying in the group first.
So, what was the original question? I'm sorry.
Are you good? In the event of the apocalypse, what three places are you going to? What three places are you going to gather supplies?
All right, so. Boom.
Or what are you doing first in general? You maybe not even
in just the, is it an apocalypse?
Yeah.
Not a zombie apocalypse, just a normal apocalypse.
No, just a normal apocalypse.
Oh, I mean, well, I would immediately go to Home Depot.
Yeah, no.
I go to Home Depot.
Not Lowe's, no.
Or just some kind of like home improvement store. just because, like, you know, I'm gonna need hardware. I'm gonna need like wood and shit. Cause I don't know exactly what's going on in this apocalypse, but I'm probably gonna like have to make some kind of weapons or some shit, or board up my house, or I don't fucking know. Fortnite this motherfucker. and then I would raid a CVS or a Walgreens or some kind of pharmacy. Mm-hmm. You know, take all the ibuprofens, what's that shit called?
Hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide, rubbing alcohol, neosporins, band-aids, gauze. Pretty much anything you need medically, I would grab that shit.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And then third, I would probably go
Link for a Twinkie factory, right? Yeah.
Look for this. I would. I guess I would go to like a Target or a Walmart or something and get food. Mm. Yeah, yeah. But I feel like everyone's gonna do that shit though.
Yo, that shit like. All right, I'll make it a zombie one to make things interesting because I like talking about zombie apocalypses.
Okay, so zombies, it makes things so much harder because what no one thinks about, right, is that more than likely there's fucking zombies in the store.
Yeah, no, these niggas are all over the place.
So going to like a big ass Walmart or going to
what's crazy? In the movies, they always got them shits empty as fuck. Mm-hmm. But like if you think about it, like you said, that's not true. Like, it's gonna be hella zombies in that shit.
Yeah. So I would still go to Home Depot first. I would still go to a CVS. But instead of going to like a Walmart, I'll probably go to like a ShopRite or some local grocery store.
I'm gonna go to some shit nobody goes to.
Yeah, because like you have a less chance of running into some fucking zombies compared to like going to fucking big ass Walmart or fucking Costco. Costco's gonna have so many.
I'm gonna go to Whole Foods. You know why? Because if Whole Foods, the zombies gonna be different. I'm gonna see the zombies, but they gonna be vegan. So they not gonna wanna fuck with me, bro.
The only thing they gonna eat is your hair. They're just gonna be like, I'm gonna take that fro.
I'm like, no, you can have that shit as long as you don't fucking eat me.
Just don't take the scalp. Okay, yeah, I need the scalp.
Don't take that shit. You're like, no, I'm on a brain diet. And yeah, that's all I gotta fucking eat.
Oh, yo. You know what's funny? So I was on Instagram today, and they had a clip of Scooby Doo, and it's Freddy, and Freddy's it tells Shaggy and Scooby to go sit on his fucking boat while he goes chills in the safe house with the girls. Bro, and the caption was like, yo, Freddy was a savage.
Yeah, no, shit, that's it.
Freddy is an asshole. Fuck savage. My boy said, listen, you two fucking losers, y'all go sit in that scary ass boat and go handle that shit.
Yo, this
I'ma stay here with Thicky in the sweater. And I'm gonna stick with this bad bitch right here.
He said, I'm gonna stick with the bitches. Y'all niggas gonna deal with this ghost.
Hey, y'all gonna deal with that ghost shit. I'm gonna stay with the bitches.
Yo, that's funny. Cause, like, I feel like on every fucking episode,
this nigga
get cheeks in every episode. Some way, somehow, he be finesse. And then, like, when Scooby and fucking Shaggy always end up somehow finding the fucking ghost, or maybe Velma will run into it.
Yeah.
Like, it's always them just running like, oh, shit, we got to get the da-da-da-da-da-da.
And then
like,
Daphne's dumbass is always getting fucking kidnapped.
Yeah, no, like, bro, there was... Yo, these niggas really used to, like, wow. Like, yo, Fred, you really used to be on that shit. We're like, oh, I'm going to leave everybody bushy cheeks. Nah, I'm not worried about this whole situation. How the fuck was he the leader? Like, like, how did he get, like...
Well, I'm thinking because he's probably like the popular kid or some shit, and then the way how I look at it is like it was these five totally strange, well not five, these four strange kids somehow ended up solving one mystery together, like that shit, and said, you know what, let's just keep doing it because think about it, Velma's a nerd, right? She ain't gonna fucking socialize with none of them normally.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Daphne and Fred were on the same like social status,
yeah,
but it was more so like you know, they were both popular, but their friend group didn't like interact with each other. Yeah. But she secretly liked him, and he was like, "Oh, you know, she's kind of bad or whatever." You feel me? And I feel like Shaggy was the pothead. You know, the nigga's always late to class, but like straight marijuana and shit. That motherfucker always bringing his goddamn dog, but no one says nothing because the dog mad chilling shit.
And then like nobody understands the dog but them. Like, could you imagine? Like, imagine, bro. You had like a group you meet and da 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 da. They start talking to the dog, like that should speak English.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait. Am I high? Like, why are these motherfuckers just talking to this dog? Like, having a full-on conversation with this dog.
Bro, that's funny as hell. All right, if you had to pick, like, someone you related to in that group the most, who are you picking?
That's so tough, because I don't relate to none of them motherfuckers. I guess I would say either Shaggy or Scooby. Mm-hmm. Because they do shit that I would do in a situation. Like, because they never want to go investigate shit. They're like, you know what we want to do? We want to eat this food.
That shit is hilarious, bro. Because these niggas were like, just be chilling and then just randomly just find a ghost. Like, yeah. These niggas will be minding their business, have the biggest sandwich on fucking earth, and about to eat that shit, and then the ghost would be like, "Ooh, let me get a piece." Like,
you know, it's always when they're bullshitting, when they find the fucking ghost. And then Shaggy be like, "I just wanted to eat this fucking sandwich. I just smoked the biggest blunt of my life. I got the munchies. And now I gotta be chased by this fucking ghost. Yo, fuck this ghost. Damn, hey, I just wanna fucking eat."
That shit was different.
Yeah, cause I don't relate to Fred. I don't relate to Daphne or Velma. So yeah, I would say either Scooby or Shaggy.
Yeah, no, I'm going with Scooby on this one.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would really say they identify with the other three, honestly.
Mm-hmm. You could. Maybe I can see some people saying Velma.
But you know what's funny? I feel like a lot of girls say Velma, but they're more of a Daphne.
I didn't even mean to laugh.
But it's so true though, because I've had this conversation before, and Your ex, what did I give her? What's the name I gave her last week? Wendy, your ex Wendy. She said she's a Velma, and I was like, no, the fuck you're not. You're a Daphne through and through. No. Yo, could you imagine in an episode of Scooby-Doo, Shaggy and Scooby are running from a ghost, right? And they try to get Fred, and he in the middle of a threesome, like, "Yo, my nigga, I told you, the sock's on the door, don't come in here."
like, the ghost be like, "Oh, bro, what the fuck going on?"
Like, "Yo, can I join? This shit look fun."
Bro, the shit that would blow my shit, whatever they would find, was either always some niggas they seen in the beginning of the episode, or just some like why ass nigga, like, "Why are you doing this?" type ass nigga, like,
yeah,
like, "Oh, I wanted to keep you guys away from here, dude." No, nigga, you could have just said, "Go the fuck home." Like,
yeah, you don't have to fucking terrify us and get in a fucking
there was
ghost
so
costume.
Many different ways to get your point across, but you chose to put on the costume, chase.
Like, when at one point was, "I'm gonna put on the ghost costume, your best option."
Like,
this nigga David breaking shit.
Dropping my phone. But no, you could be like, "Oh, I could either talk to them, or I could put on this costume and try to scare the shit out of them." I'ma scare the shit out of them. Like, how the fuck, nigga, what?
Oh man, no, bro. You know what's funny though? I really wanted to be part of the mystery gang, bro.
I fuck with that movie. That movie, like that first live action movie that came out. That shit was tough. But did I ever really want to be out there looking for ghosts? Nope.
Well, I think the reason why, for me, I was cool with it was because they were never ghosts. They were just people in fucking costumes. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Unless it was the fucking movies. In the movies, they were always some supernatural shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know what they need to do? They need to make, you know how, I don't know if you watch it, but there's a live action version of Archie called Riverdale, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good show. Like,
I've heard of it, like, a lot.
It's a really good, like, I fuck with that show a lot. the current season's going on right now, I don't watch it. I watch it on Netflix just because I like to binge it. I couldn't do the wait every week bullshit. I need to binge it.
No, I'm doing that with anime, and I'm regretting it right now.
Yeah. Well, there's certain anime that I can do the week thing. Like My Hero, I don't mind the week thing. But did you watch Demon Slayer yet?
Yeah, I finished it.
Okay, yeah. Demon Slayer, when the new season comes out, I'm not going to, but Demon Slayer is a show that I would binge.
Yo, it was so beautiful to binge that show. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it so much, binging it. And then My Hero, like, this arc is moving so fucking slow. Like, it's almost done. Oh.
The season's almost done.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Yeah. Because, I haven't watched the last two episodes, but, yeah, the season's almost done. I think they probably have, like, three more episodes, and then they'll probably be done. Yeah. Fun fact, Bleach is coming back.
That's a good thing. I started watching Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, so good.
It's so good.
The guy who you like, Samurai Champloo, right?
Yes.
It's the same artist.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything else besides Samurai Champloo? And Cowboy Bebop that they ended up making?
Yeah, there's a third one, and it's new, and I can't remember the name. If you Google it...
Yeah, no, it'll pop up.
Yeah, because they have... what is it? It's something in Hachi.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was on Toonami for a minute. Fuck, I don't remember, but if you Google it, it'll pop up.
Nah, yo, I love the style. Like, I love the shit that happens, like...
His choice, well, not him in particular, but like their choice of music is really good. Like, I like how they select the music for their shows.
Mm-hmm.
It goes really well with
them. Yo, that shit slaps so much, bro. Like, I'm in love with that show.
You know what show I haven't watched yet, and it's been on my list for the longest, and I'm mad at myself that I haven't watched it yet. Afro Samurai. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, yo, what is that on? It's on.
I think it's on Hulu. Let me check right now. I'm pretty sure it's on Hulu. It's not on Netflix. Netflix
kind of fucked up.
Netflix, their anime selection is very hit or miss. And a lot of times it's miss. I ain't even hold you. A lot of fucking times that shit is a big old miss. Is it on? Yes, it is. It is on, what's this shit called? Hulu.
I bet. I'm going to check that one out, too, because, like, I usually watch two animes at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and My Hero's moving, like, so slow that I'm just going to add, like...
Because this mini arc isn't really all that.
No, it's not.
I'm glad they put it towards the end of this season compared to the beginning of next season, because I feel like it would have put a bad taste on
people. Yeah, to start this season off, this, like...
It makes sense why they're doing it the way they're doing it. I think they're... doing it the right way, because if I'm remembering correctly, the following arc is even crazier than this arc. Than
the first one?
Yeah, with Overhaul. Mm. Even though I personally didn't really... it wasn't bad. I just feel like they could have made that whole arc a little darker. Because it's dark. It's not... It's a big tonal shift in the manga, and I feel like it wasn't the same in the anime. I feel like in the anime it didn't carry the same kind of gravity, the same kind of weight as it did in the manga. Like in the manga, like you really feel, like you feel the fear that they feel. You definitely feel their like their fear, and you know, you feel why they're so worried about trying to get this shit done. But yeah, you know what I've been contemplating a lot recently, because I have Disney Plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't use it. I don't really use it. It's because there's not really anything on there.
Oh, no. I wasn't shocked. Like that, I just didn't. You know, for me, no account information. No, I'm playing.
Well,
I'm thinking about deleting it and just getting Crunchyroll.
I'm
I'm surprised you don't have country roll already.
I'm surprised too.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised as fuck. It's that because, was like one of the damn. Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, because I wanna, because the only other two streaming platforms that I want is Crunchyroll and DC Universe, because I really want to watch Young Justice. It's a good show. I watched it when it first came out on Cartoon Network, and then they canceled it and replaced it with fucking Teen Titans Go.
Why?
I'll explain that in another episode, because that's going to be like a 40-minute conversation.
Huh.
But yeah, I love Young Justice. I haven't watched the third or fourth season, though. I want to watch that new Teen Titans show, the live-action one mm-hmm. that's on there. I've heard so many mixed reviews, so I want to watch it for myself.
Did you watch The Mandalorian?
Mm-mm.
Watch that. That's a good thing to watch.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I watched like the first episode. I just need to watch the rest. Fuck. What was I saying? What was I talking about? So the Marvel show should be coming on Disney Plus soon. I don't know. Disney Plus just doesn't have enough content on there to keep me.
I feel like they don't have a lot of like unseen content, because they got the stuff, but like it's Disney, so you've seen it before.
Yeah,
so like, and it was on other things beforehand, so even if you didn't like see like you had a chance to see it for a while before they made Disney Plus.
And another thing too is like, I feel like,
so unless you're not like a super Disney fan, or you don't get like super nostalgic, you're not gonna like be that interested.
And plus, What do I want to say? Oh, it was like, if you don't really have like family, like if you don't have like kids or anything like that, there's really no reason to have it, because like it's a lot of kid shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So like if you don't have kids, you're kind of like, oh, okay. And if you're not like a heavy Disney fan, it's not really much. That's why I'm thinking about going to Crunchyroll, because I want there's this anime called Vinland Saga.
That might be on Hulu.
It's not.
It's not?
Yeah, it's not.
Where did I see that at then?
But I heard that's really, really good. I want to watch Dr. Stone. I heard that's really good.
I want to get into like a good, like, I like watching action like animes, which is, I seem to run into the most. Mm-hmm. But I want to watch like an action one. Popular. And I want to get like a drama one. I want to watch like one that's just drama. What's a good drama? Like,
I don't know. I mainly watch action
anime. I just always seem to run into like action ones. Like you said, they're the more popular ones.
Yeah. It's not really drama. It's like a cop drama. Psycho Pass. That's pretty good. I don't even know if they really have drama anime. I think that's like the one genre that's not really like big, because you know, romance anime is huge, sport anime is huge, action anime is fucking ginormous.
Yes.
I don't know, but I'm gonna look into Crunchyroll just because I'm tired of the shit.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any more questions, or are we done?
Yeah, no, we did a good job.
All right, cool. All right, so guys, this is the end of our episode. Do you have any announcements, Young Tempo?
Yeah, no, bro, still working on that B-tape. I'm probably going to have it out by, like, next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll be dropping that.
So we changed our published time. So it's no longer Wednesdays at 8. We now do Thursdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time. The reason why is mainly because in terms of, you know, numbers and stuff, we got a better result when we did it on Thursdays. Mm. We're doing it on Thursdays now. That's the only really big difference. We're on Apple, we're on Google, Stitcher, and Spotify. So, like we said last week, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your family, tell your side chick, tell your main chick, tell your pastor. Don't tell your pastor. Actually, don't tell your pastor.
Yeah, nah, y'all might go to church. Yeah, nah, keep that one in the bag because they're going to be out here looking for this. Who's spreading this unholy word?
Yeah, we cuss way too much for you to be telling it to your pastor.
Talking about porn stars.
That was our first episode, too. Talking about fucking porn and shit. Yeah. I am trying desperately to stay consistent with YouTube. It's not gonna be a skit. I'm trying to do this vlogging thing, well, vlogging esque thing. And I'm gonna drop that on Thursday too. Yeah, and you can find all my videos at KJ Majority at YouTube. I'm also on Twitter. I don't have any of my videos up on Twitter because they're way too long. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. So is the podcast. The podcast is also on Twitter, so you should definitely follow us.
Follow, like, retweet.
Yup. When you see those clips, hit the retweet
and you
button.
Can follow both of us, too. Like, I tweet a lot of things that I feel like should go viral, but then, like, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then, one day I'm gonna go viral, but I'm gonna go viral for some shit that, like, oh, I tied the wrong shoe today. Like, I went to go, or I put my shoes on the wrong feet, and like that's gonna go viral.
It's always a tweet that you just kind of tweet that you never really think goes viral. Like the one little viral tweet that I had that wasn't even that viral, but was when I was talking about fucking Quizlet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit blew up. But the thing too is that like certain people when they retweet stuff, bro, like Tamio, and she retweets stuff, I always get like a fuck ton of retweets.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because she has so many fucking followers.
Yeah, she got a lot of followers.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's it. We'll see you guys next week. Woo!
Peace.